A conference on the Internal Forum held each year under the sponsorship and direction of the Apostolic Penitentiary here in Rome took place this week and concentrated on increasing awareness of the need for the sacrament of penance or reconciliation among the faithful and in the world. In the United States Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut, a Lenten push to encourage people to be reconciled to God is underway. The Bishop of Bridgeport, William Laurie, spoke with Chris Altieri about the inspiration for and aspirations of the campaign.
The whole idea here is this. There are many, many people who practice their faith, but who have lost touch with the sacrament of penance, who have lost touch with their need for the mercy of God, or who are carrying very heavy burdens of sin, and might be reluctant or afraid to approach the sacrament. Many other people who I think would like to come home to the church, the door through which they come is, of course, the sacrament of penance. So the idea was for the priest to bear witness to the beauty of the sacrament and to make it abundantly, easily available for any and for all.
I also understand that you've instructed the presbytery to preach about the need for the sacrament. How do you preach about the sacrament? What's the right tone to take? And how important is just the physical fact of having people, priests in the confessional?
When I was a young priest in Maryland, I noticed on Saturday afternoon when I was in the confessional and there was some other event going on, let's say the Christmas bazaar or some reception going on in the church hall, people would flock to confession. Why? They saw the light was on. It was there. It was a moment of actual grace. I think we still use that term. When you see the light on, you think to yourself, gosh, there's no excuse for me not to do this. I might as well do it now. So availability is key. Preaching is key. The priests themselves have said to me that when they preach about the sacrament, when they proclaim the mercy of God, bear witness to its role in their life, they are put back in touch with the deepest ideals of their priesthood. And if I could also think of something that would encourage vocations, this might be it as well.